Ken, why would Republican leadership focus only on right-to-work legislation for school employees?
Well, I think that's a problem, and it's going to be a challenge for them to explain why they're just focusing in on public school employees, particularly teachers, and not the larger issue of right-to-work. You can make an economic argument that it improves the climate for business growth and investment, but to focus it just on teachers, you lose that argument, and I think their basic challenge is going to be to articulate why they're doing that and what the benefits are.
Susan, if this legislation moves forward and is passed, what kind of impact might we see in education?
I think that's a good question, and I'm not sure that anyone really knows the answer. I think there's already a concern about teachers being demoralized. I think it's fair to say that probably teacher salaries and benefit levels will go down, so it could be a cost-saving measure. But in terms of the quality of education, I think that remains to be seen.
Ken, what do you think? Is this a fight with school employees in Michigan, or is this a fight with the MEA?
Well, from a Republican standpoint, both in the House and the Senate, it's really a fight with the MEA as a union and not teachers. In some parts of the state that are generally Republican, a lot of teachers are also Republicans. But when the MEA sort of jumped into the recall efforts with both feet, I think that's probably the straw that broke the camel's back from a Republican standpoint.
Now, Susan, considering the Republican majorities in the legislature, if this moves forward, is there a strategy the MEA and Democrats can employ to try to block this legislation?
Well, Democrats don't have the numbers, so I think their only strategy really can be to appeal to the governor, who needs their support on issues like a new bridge connecting Detroit and Canada, and try and work with him to thwart the legislation. But there are no guarantees that if this gets on Snyder's desk that he'll veto it. The legislature is poised to pass a partial birth abortion ban, something that the governor is not crazy about, but it looks like he'll sign that.
Now, Ken, Governor Snyder has said very clearly that making Michigan a right-to-work state is not on his agenda. Do you think Governor Snyder will try to preemptively steer the legislature away from this issue?
Well, I think he will, and I think he'd be advised to. Probably the last thing he wants to experience is to have this bill on his desk, at which point he'd have to sign it or veto it. And as I indicated, I think the challenge for Republicans, whether it's Governor Snyder or the legislature, is to make the case why they're doing it for public employees but not for private employees, where they have this argument of attracting more business growth and investment.
Now, Susan, members of the House will be up for election next year. How might we see this used as an issue in next year's election?
I think that the education lobby obviously is well-funded. The public education unions are, and they will certainly be looking to use this as an issue in the election. I think they'll certainly make the case that teachers have been targeted, they've been demonized, they are being held to standards that no other workers are, and this is not improving education in the state of Michigan. Whether or not that's an effective argument remains to be seen.
Ken, do you think this will be a major issue for next year's election?
Well, it could be. I think Republicans, though, have come to the conclusion that the MEA is going to be against them anyway. It could have the impact of galvanizing more teachers or increasing the intensity of their opposition next year. That's certainly possible.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.